Time for a culture file for a Friday evening as we join Luke Clancy.
Parents of bibliomaniacs will recognise the symptoms immediately. The 15th and final volume in the epic chronicle of a lovable tween wizard is pages away. Everybody's terminal disease has run its course. Nobody gets even slightly peckish ever again. And yes, for what it's worth, they were your real parents. But still, we're not happy because, like, what am I going to read next? Thankfully, Kim Hart and David Mayberry, a.k.a. the Book Doctors, are on hand to stall the pandemic. This white-coated duo organise mobile book clinics, where they chart your child's book history, diagnose extreme cases of trilogy, and offer tailored prescriptions of further reading to be taken before, after, and if you're good, during meals. The Book Doctors made a recent house call to Culturefile's Regan Hutchins, and when his health was restored, he joined them at a battlefield book clinic.
Hello.
Hello, young man.
How are you?
It's the Book Doctors.
Yes,
indeed. Hello, sir.
Come on in.
Oh, what do you have there? Oliver Jeffers, the incredible bookkeeping boy. You have Kevin Waldron's Pandemonium at Peak Zoo. Oh, these are gorgeous. The Grimm's Fairy Tales with Pauline Ellison's. Kim, have you read this?
I haven't, but I can see from this selection here that Regan obviously likes his illustration.
Yes, I think picture books is the way to go forward. And an incredible and well-thumbed Lewis Carroll with Helen Oxenbury illustrations. I may just steal this. While you talk to Kim, I'll just sit and read.
At your book clinic, what sort of questions do parents and grown-ups ask?
Well, I suppose you sometimes get asked what, like, I've got a, say, for example, a six-year-old boy, what should he be reading? You kind of get asked that quite a bit. At which point we would kind of try to glean as much information as we possibly can about the reader, what they like to read and why they like those books.
It's also that scary word of what should this child be reading, which is never a question that we want to answer.
Yeah, I mean, we can always sort of, you know, enthused about books that we love and we think that everybody should read regardless of age, so we kind of tend to run with those books a little bit.
Well, everyone,
if we know information about the reader.
Everyone on the face of the planet should read Captain Underpants, but that is my personal.
And Oliver and the Sea Wigs.
Oliver and the Sea Wigs.
So you can see from my book collection that I'm still interested in picture books, but I'm sure that in the average lifespan of most children there comes a stage where they begin to think that they should be beyond picture books.
Absolutely. And that kind of does make me sad when I see it in capacity as a bookseller, you know, in bookshops, when you see parents moving children away from picture books and towards sort of more, you know, grown-up books, because there's so much value in the great picture books and there's so much that can be gotten from those at any age. Visual literacy, for one thing, being able to read a picture is such a valuable skill to have.
We have been quite lucky in the last 5 or 6 years with the prominence of things like Wimpy Kid, Dork Diaries, those kind of more illustrative texts that are pitched at 7 to 9 year olds,
mm-hmm.
where it's becoming a little bit more playground friendly to be reading a book with pictures in it. Whereas previously, I mean, before that, if you were 8 or 9 and you weren't reading, or if you were reading a book with pictures, you potentially had the chance of being picked on.
Yeah.
So I know that there's a fun aspect to what you do. You put on doctor's coats, you operate on teddy bears.
It was that one time.
That one time, David, right?
Yes, but my parents are saying now I have to buy with my own pocket money because I read so much, so... And I only get 5 euros a week, you know, they're big books.
Have you ever heard of a writer called Roger Lancelin Green?
Ringing a bell somewhere?
He did lots of great books, they're puffin books, on the different myths and legends from around the world. We did Norse myths and legends and Greek myths and legends. You should try him. I think you might like him. Roger Lancelin Green. All right, Marianne. So we have lots of new recommendations there for you, and hopefully you find something you love. Kind of all about finding the right book at the right time, and that seems to be what sets most young readers off on their sort of reading adventure.
Completely. I think it's incredibly important for them to see other people being excited about the books that they love. The minute any kid sits in front of me and says that they've read Dav Pilkey, I will sit for 20 minutes and talk through the entire series and tell them why it's the greatest collection of literature to have ever been written. And I think that has a massive impact, that they know that, yes, it's not just like my 8-year-old friends who are loving this weird 20-something-year-old man is loving it too.
We're trying to find exactly what it is that a child loves about the books that they love in order to sort of properly direct them onto the next thing.
Yes.
Like the Hunger Games, you know, they might each like something different about those books. So for you, it might be the dystopian element. For Regan, it might be the sort of the adventure. For me, it might be the fact that it's kind of a first person. I might love the characters. So if you can find out what it is that the child loves about that book, you can then find a better match for what they might read next. And, you know, a lot sort of better than an Amazon algorithm, for example, might be able to
find
a recommendation.
That's what we're competing with. It's the Amazon algorithm.
When I was young, I was given the impression that Enid Blyton was probably not required reading. And I used to take St. Clair's, you know, and read it under the quilt with a torch. What sort of books would you have been similarly advised against?
There's a public answer for this and a not so public answer to this and what you read under the covers at night time. I think the public and the only version I'm ever going to share is R.L. Stine's Goosebumps series. Yes. And my love affair with Diana Wynne Jones.
Children should be given the freedom to choose and to read whatever it is they enjoy reading, and they shouldn't be limited or sort of prescribed to, you know, or over-prescribed. And reading should always be fun.
How long do you spend reading every week? Do you have any idea? Hours? Days?
Mum, how long do I spend reading each day?
Well, you're not reading so much under the desk in school, so that's probably cut down your hours of reading.
I am too. Never admit anything.
Book doctors Kim Hart and David Mabry there, and you also heard from 10-year-old patient Marianne Doherty. And you can have your bookworm treated at this Saturday's book clinic. That's tomorrow in Arnott's in Dublin between 12 and 3. Childrensbooksireland.ie for more.